The Nine Attributes of the Buddha by Sele Susila. Part 3, Recollecting the Buddha's Virtues. Chapter 1, Inspirations from Recollecting the Buddha's Virtues. In his lifetime, the Buddha searched for the truth, realized the truth, and expounded the truth. We may recollect the Buddha's boundless compassion towards all beings, his relentless endeavor guiding himself and others across the ocean of rebirths, his perfect equanimity towards praise and blame, his patience and forgiveness towards misguided people, his restraint of body, speech, and mind through mindfulness, and his freedom from defilements through wisdom deliverance. When we recollect these virtues of the Buddha, we will be inspired to do good. We will become more patient and tolerant, and more mindful of our body, speech, and mind. Conscience and moral fear will always be with us. We are eager to improve ourselves for the better. Using the flawless, perfect virtues of the Buddha as our guide can lend an invisible strength on the path of purification. It urges us to be heedful and not be heedless. After his enlightenment, the Buddha spent most of his time teaching the Dhamma to benefit others. Our task as disciples of the Buddha is only to purify our own defilements. Shouldn't we strive to keep from being negligent, sluggish, and heedless, and work towards our own liberation? A shoulder to rely on. When the Buddha's virtues arouse our faith through frequent and devoted contemplation, they can protect us and keep us from danger. The Buddha said, "If there is anyone who frequently recollects the Buddha's virtues and has unshakable faith in the Buddha, he can avoid evil and danger and be protected." Becoming the object of concentration meditation. Recollecting the Buddha's virtues can also be an object of concentration meditation. When the mind long dwells on the Buddha's virtues, the mind becomes purified and joyful. Such joy not only helps us dispel sloth and torpor in meditation practice, but leads to concentration. Joy calms the restless mind, and the mind becomes tranquil. Tranquility causes happiness, and happiness causes concentration. The yogi can reach access concentration, upakara samadhi, by recollecting the virtues of the Buddha. Quote, "At any time when a disciple of the Noble Ones is recollecting the Tathagata, his mind is not overcome with passion, not overcome with aversion, not overcome with delusion. His mind heads straight, based on the Tathagata. And when the mind is headed straight, the disciple of the Noble Ones gains a sense of the goal, gains a sense of the Dhamma, gains joy connected with the Dhamma. In one who is joyful, rapture arises. In one who is rapturous, the body grows calm. One whose body is calmed experiences ease. In one at ease, the mind becomes concentrated." End quote. Anguttara Nikaya 11.13. By means of upakara samadhi, the yogi can practice insight to penetrate the three common characteristics of the five aggregates: impermanence, suffering, and not-self. For example, Pusadeva Thera took recollection of the Buddha as his daily practice, and when he reached access concentration, he proceeded to insight. This was his usual practice. Mara, the evil one, frequently changed himself into a fierce animal to disturb Pusadeva Thera. Once, the Thera said to the demon, "Since you are so mighty, are you also able to change yourself into a Buddha?" Mara at once changed his form into a Buddha. When looking at Mara, who had changed his form into a Buddha, Pusadeva Thera was amazed and thought, "Even him, the evil one, with the form of Buddha, looks so dignified. But doesn't the real Buddha, who is free from greed, aversion, and delusion, look more dignified and shine more brightly?" Thus, using the Buddha's virtues as his meditation object, joy arose in the Thera, and he immediately achieved access concentration and then continued to insight meditation. With mature insight, he cut off the shackles of ignorance and craving that bind every being and attained release. End of chapter.